On this week's Bluegrass Breakdown, Harlan. It's a city. It's also the county seat of Harlan County, tucked away in the eastern Kentucky hills, in a land some people say time forgot. It's a place that evokes graphic images of starvation, black lung, bitter labor disputes, shoeless children, poverty, violence, blood, and death. It's also a place that has been the scene of some colorful history, created a unique culture, and most importantly for our purposes, produced some of the most intense music ever concocted by man or beast. I'm Dave Higgs, and we'll be heading to Harlan. Coming up this, we'll be lucky to leave Harlan alive, edition of Bluegrass Breakdown. We'll begin with Aaron Watson singing about the sad plight of coal miners who seem destined to live and die in Harlan. From his Shut Up and Dance CD, this is Kentucky Coal Miner's Prayer.
Deep in the mountain of Harlan County, employed by the Cumberland Coal Company, well, the pay is short and the days are long, but our labor union laws are coming on strong. So I drink this whiskey for my throat, where my heart hadn't weathered a coat. Early every morning I stand in line, waiting to work another Kentucky coal mine. We enter the shaft around 5:30 with two dozen hands, cold, calloused, and dirty. We'll dig through a million tons of rock and clay, and we'll still be digging at the end of the day. Down on our knees we confess our sins, pray that the roof above don't cave in. Bless our hearts and save our souls, and the air we breathe down in the devil's hole. Just last week when the ceiling fell, the explosion trapped us in the depths of hell. The weight of the earth took poor Tucker's life, leaving behind a hungry baby and wife. Dug out with our shovels and picks. Soon enough the black lung disease will make us all sick. So bless our hearts and save our souls, and the air we breathe down in the devil's hole. Work in the mountains of eastern Kentucky. I know if I leave Harlan alive, I'll be more than lucky. Wish I could go to Texas and plant some cotton seed. But moving takes money, and I've got 3 mouths to feed. So I drink this whiskey for my throat, where my heart had weathered coat. Early every morning I stand in line, waiting to work another Kentucky coal mine. Thank you.
Country singer-songwriter Aaron Watson with Kentucky Coal Miner's Prayer from his 2002 CD, Shut Up and Dance. Well, howdy friends and neighbors, Dave Higgs here, welcoming you to Bluegrass Breakdown in the first of two installments about one of the most interesting places in all of Bluegrass land, not to mention the entire planet, the city and county of Harlan, Kentucky. During the height of the coal boom, over 71,000 called the county home. Now, there are less than 28,000, with the population still steadily declining. Of the 3,142 counties in the U.S. in 2013, Harlan County ranked 3,139th in life expectancy, with the longevity still steadily declining. In 1950, there were 13,619 miners in Harlan County. Today, there are less than 800. Unemployment is high. It's one of the most poverty-stricken areas in the U.S., with little hope in sight. In bluegrass circles, Harlan has become a code word of sorts for misery, grief, and sorrow. At the same time, inexplicably, Harlan has also become a code word for all the virtues of mountain life. I guess it's really true that there is no place like home. This is Michelle Nixon.
Harlan is the heart of Kentucky. Harlan is the home of my dreams. Harlan, put the blues in the bluegrass, coal dust in the little mountain streams.
Long before the highways and the high lines, long before the metal pipes and wires, people worked the land and made their living, making do with water and with fire.
Harlan is the heart of Kentucky. Harlan is the home of my dreams. Harlan, put the blues in the bluegrass, coal dust in the little mountain streams. Harlan is the home of my dreams. Harlan, put the blues in the bluegrass, coal dust in the little mountain streams.
Pay the bills.
from Harlan County is the one that I love the
Susie Glaze and Michelle Nixon giving us a rare look into the idyllic side of Harlan. It may be a hard life, but it's home, and that's where the heart always remains. Susie wants to wed the boy from Harlan County on her Blue-Eyed Darlin' outing, and Michelle Nixon led things off with the Tom T. Hall original, Harlan. You'll find that on her Pinecastle disc, It's My Turn. Keeping on a positive side, while most Harlan residents are chomping at the bit to get the heck out of Dodge as quickly as possible, there are a few, like Bagel Fleck and Abigail Washburn, who long to return to those rugged woody hills. From their Echo in the Valley collaboration, this is Take Me to Harlan.
Never thought I'd go back. Hills and hollers pulling down on me. Kentucky's such a long way.
train that I ride is going to Harlem. The train that I ride is going to Harlem. I'm here today, but I'll be gone tomorrow. No more will I roam, no more will I wander, no more will I roam, no more will I wander. The early morning train will take me down yonder. The train that I ride is going to Harlem. The train that I ride is going to Harlem. I'm here today, but I'll be gone tomorrow. Been in this big town through 10 years of sorrow. Been in this big town through 10 years of sorrow. The early morning train will leave here tomorrow. The train that I ride is going to Harlem. The train that I ride is going to Harlem. I'm here today, but I'll be gone tomorrow.
While most everyone is beating feet out of Harlem, there are a loyal few that are busting their backs to get back to Harlem. Greg Cahill and Don Sternberg are heading there on a fast train. That was Train That I Ride. I'm Dave Higgs letting you know there's no reason to worry. We'll be journeying to the dark side of Harlem faster than a one-legged man in a hind end kicking competition immediately upon our completion of our upcoming break here on Bluegrass Breakdown. Still in Harlan County, Kentucky, founded in 1819 by early Kentucky pioneer and Revolutionary War hero Silas Harlan, who was a scout, hunter, and major in the Continental Army, where he served under George Rogers Clark and his campaign through Illinois in the winter of 1778 and 1779. Harlan was a man of action, and that rough-and-tumble resolve defines Harlan men to this day. This is Steve Earle and the Del McCurry Band.
Hope we're rolling. One, two, you know what to do. Thank you.
says a man. Cause it didn't look like no man, but I'm a family man. It's the only life I've ever known, but I'm a Harlem man. Just as long as luck and luck's hold out. If it's a good Lord's plan, I wake up in the morning and find I'm looking at the end. Another long week and I can draw my pain, cause I'm a Harlem man. And you never catch me whining, I ain't that kind.
Thank you.
call me a cheat. Bobby Turner lay dead in the street.
There are a few things you just don't do in Harlan, Kentucky. You don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull the mask off that old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess with a Harlan man. And that goes double if you're disparaging the family name. River Boy with Harlan, Kentucky, taken from their acoustic bluegrassy music project. And Steve Earle and the Del McCurry Band teamed up on one of Steve's own, Harlan Man, as performed on The Mountain. He's tough. He's not a whiner. He's Harlan Strong. Poverty breeds misery, which in turn leads to hopelessness, which leads to lack of options. And so it is with generations of Harlan men who only had one path they could follow, work in the dreaded mines. This is Cumberland River with Harlan Man.
Lord, I tried and I found, I've nearly worked myself in the ground, but a Harlan man don't have that much of a choice. Either work down in the mine or the money you won't find, because a Harlan man don't have that much of a choice. Got covered up with coal. I heard the mountain crack. What an awful sight to see. Now I work down here alone, and it chills me to the bone just to know that I might be the next to leave. I've worked so long, God, it's killing me. Many a years I worked the mine, and for me it's the end of the line. So when Gabriel blows his horn, this is where I'll be. Dusty lungs, calloused hands, with the back of a working man, down in the mine, wasting my life away. With a carbide light and no end in sight, I'll be here digging on this grave.
Dust won't cover your soul. Son, it's not the life that I planned. 29 years shoveling men. Here I lay, no more to mine. Weeping when I hear the wind whipping the a cold and lonesome wind. Ooh, hear the howling Harlan wind. Heed these words now, son of mine, and listen close, I've not much time. You've been deep in a hole a long dark year, a few steps down a trail of tears. Son, oh son, go follow my path. With help I pray you can see. still turn back. From my deathbed I hear the pines sway. The lonesome wind will collect its pay. It's a cold and lonesome wind. Ooh, hear the howling Harlan wind. Sun, oh sun, for you I'll pray. The lonesome wind will collect its pay. Cold and lonesome wind. Ooh, hear the howling Harlan wind.
For my size, honey, for my size. Roll on, buddy, don't you roll so slow. How can I roll when the wheels don't go? It's a long way to Harlem, and a long way to Hazard, just to get a little brew, just to get a little brew. Roll on, buddy, pull a load of coal. How can I pull when the wheels don't roll? Going on the mountain just to see my baby, and I ain't coming back. No, I ain't coming back. Roll on, buddy, pull a load of coal. How can I pull when the wheels don't roll? Make my tombstone hide a number nine coal. Hide a number nine coal. Roll on, buddy, don't you roll so slow. How can I roll when the wheels don't go?
Tony Rice with the 9-pound hammer, one of a slew of songs that mentions Harlan, as in the line, "It's a long way to Harlan and a long way to Hazard, just to get a little booze, just to get a little booze," which references the fact that back in the day, most eastern Kentucky counties were moist, meaning the county was dry, but alcohol sales were permitted in certain wet cities, such as Harlan and Hazard. Tony Pixon sings that one on his solo debut, Guitar. Lonesome Traveler was in the middle with Howlin' Harlan Wind from their Looking for a Way release, where a father tells his son not to follow in his footsteps into the mines, lest he too ends up broken and broke. We all know how that probably turned out. The son ended up in the mines, because that's what you do if you live in Harlan County. And Cumberland River was at the start of it all with Harlan Man. Banjoist Steve Sparkman will usher us through our break with the title track to his Copper Creek release, Harlan County Five String. Steve writes, "That was one I wrote myself. and I didn't really know what to call it. Everybody was saying, well, you're from Harlan, you ought to call it something. That sort of gives a basis for you. I wrote it just a little different. I put a B-flat chord in there to kind of throw things off a little bit. It's a real good driving tune. I wrote just sort of sitting around the house. Higgs, and we'll be staying in Harlan with Chris Jones and the Night Drivers, Patty Loveless and Art Rosenbaum upon our return from our break here on Bluegrass Breakdown. Back with a medley of Stony Point, Buck Creek Gals, and Harlan County Farewell from Art Rosenbaum's early Kicking Mule project, Art of the Mountain Banjo. It's the last tune that is of particular interest, about which Mike indicates, quote, was played by a young Harlan County draftee for his family and friends who had come to see him off to World War I at the Harlan Railroad Depot. This is my farewell tune, he told him, because I don't believe I'm coming back. The conductor held up the train until he was finished. He departed and never returned. Thank you.
Somerset, Somerset girls want to go to town. Creek girls want to go to Somerset, Somerset girls want to go to town.
Casket rolls off of the airplane. The stars and the stripes are draped over the lid. Inside is the body of our little brother. They say he's a soldier, but he's just a kid. We're here to take him to Harlan, Kentucky, where he will be buried in our family plot. We think of that day when he went in the army, expecting a much better job than he got. He'll be a hero in Harlan, like all the young soldiers before. He's not the first and he won't be the last to lay down his life in a war. Somewhere in the records he'll just be a number, another young man lying under a sheet. We're taking him home to rest high on a hillside, and he'll be a hero in Harlan this week. He never made a when he sat in the classroom, he never got dates with the prettiest girls. When he got turned down for a job in the coal mine, I guess that's what led him to go save the world. He'll be a hero in Harlan, like all the young soldiers before. Not the first and he won't be the last to lay down his life in a war. The world is a big place and maybe needs saving, but what can a country boy do with a gun? He used to win teddy bears down at the fairgrounds, when living was easy and shooting was fun. Fold up the stars and the stripes for his mother, and gently they trade her the flag for her son. Harder exchange never took place in Harlan, but it's not the first time it's ever been done. He'll be a hero in Harlan, like all the young soldiers before. Not the first and he won't be the last to lay down his life in a war. He'll be a hero in Harlan.
Chris Jones and the Night Drivers singing a Tom T. and Miss Dixie original about small-town pride in one of its own. That was A Hero in Harlan from the band's Rebel release, Lost Souls and Free Spirits. And Art Rosenbaum swatted first with a medley of Stony Point, Buck Creek Gals, and Harlan County from his old Art of the Mountain Banjo LP. You're hearing the riveting songs of Harlan, both the city and county, thanks to Nashville Public Radio, Nashville, Tennessee, where Bluegrass Breakdown is produced by Scott Smith. You'll find playlists and past programs at bluegrassbreakdown.com and us at bluegrass@wpln.org. If there's one song that speaks volumes about life, both past and present, in Harlan County, it's Daryl Scott's You'll Never Leave Harlan Alive. You can feel the poverty and hopelessness. You can almost see men covered in black coal dust cashing their checks at the bank, the whites of their eyes shining back at you like flashlights in the dark. And you can experience darkness at 10 a.m., caused by the steep mountains casting shadows up in the hollers that last most of the day. This is Patty Loveless.
That's the place where I traced my bloodline, and it's there I read on a hillside gravestone, you'll never leave Harlan alive. Oh, my Cumberland Mountains, where he took a pretty girl to be his bride, said, won't you walk with me out of the mouth of this holler, or we'll never leave Harlan alive. Where the sun comes up money back.
but he never left Harlan alive. Where the sun comes up about 10 in the morning, and the sun goes down about 3 in the day, and you fill your cup with whatever bitter brew you're drinking, and you spend your life digging coal from the bottom of your grave.
Patti Loveless was 6 minutes and 6 seconds and intensely encapsulates the entire Harlan experience. Daryl Scott's masterpiece, You'll Never Leave Harlan Alive. Patti sings it on her bluegrassy outing, Mountain Soul. Fred Sokolo will get us on out of here with his instrumental, The Harlan Stomp, on which he plays all the instruments except the bass, including a little electric guitar, but it is given in a manageable dose and shouldn't cause anybody any harm. This is from Fred's Kickin' Mule LP, Bluegrass Banjo Inventions. Happy in the deep dark hills of eastern Kentucky. That's the place where I trace my bloodline. And it's there I read on a hillside gravestone, You'll Never Leave Harlan Alive. Kind of note, this is Dave Higgs saying thanks for listening. Have a good week. See you next week. Goodbye, so long, and adios. Coming up on the next Bluegrass Breakdown, it's a city and county in eastern Kentucky that's steeped in history, tradition, and mountain culture, where folks live by their own rules and mete out their own brand of justice. It's known for labor disputes, coal mining, and moonshining. I'm Dave Higgs, and we'll be returning to Bloody Harlan on the next Bluegrass Breakdown.